Simon Kuf Peches Sif Ches. So we're discussing with the halachas that when a person forgets to say the insertions for Shabbos and Yom Tov, he doesn't have to go back. He doesn't have to go back. So Sudah Shlishis B'Shabbos Dinah for Shkodesh, the person forgets to say. And Shoshudis, it's like Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to go back and repeat. Shabura Laman Alf, Dinah for Rosh Chodesh, Sheinu Chayza Im Hiskel Birchas Atev Emetiv. So, if he forgot, let's say, finish the bracha of Ben Eberachim of Yerushalayim. He remembered immediately, so there's an insertion we have for Shabbos. Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Lakeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nasan Shabbos Hazdim Lucha, Lamo Yisrael, the Ois of the Bris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akadish Shabbos. Okay? He didn't say that. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lakeinu Melech Olam, Hakeel, he remembers, he forgot what to say. So by the first two meals, the halacha is he has to go back to the beginning of benching. Shoshudas, he doesn't have to go back. Since there is an opinion, do not need pass. Even though we said over there that the accepted halacha is that you must eat bread. But to go and bench again, we accept their opinion and say, you know, it's a possible bracha l'batol, you can't go back. So she said, "Beyabda the recall and a chayzer. She the recall ain't el rishus k'moshek sav the layav siv katan chabav. You do not need to eat a third meal on Yom Tov. If you want to, you could. But you definitely do not have to go back if you've already got yellow b'yavo. Come welcome. In mikra kadam sheitzkol berachas the tayb meitiv. Fill the besid revius. A chamishis b'shabbos of Yom Tov. Amar berachat Hashem al kenem alchalom. Shenasan b'shabbos asim nucha. Ashos yom tayb b'sas shen simcha." Person's having his fourth meal on Shabbos, fifth meal on Shabbos. He loves eating Surah Shabbos. And he forgot, would say, or he forgot Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov. So he doesn't go back if he forgot it, but if he did remember after the third bracha, before the fourth bracha, he will make this special insertion. Okay, Sif Tes. Shloisha shachlu b'shabbosav v'yamtiv. So you have two people eating together, and they made a mezumen. B'shachlu l'hasker b'meinu ma'ara. So they all forgot. One forgot, the other people just followed him, sort of, and they realized that they forgot. Hizichum l'achshu l'b'rchaz ha'mazun. So you have to go back to the beginning, all three of them. Yivor kolechad b'fniyatzim ki'mi dey zimun krayatzu. They don't have to do zimun again. Okay. Yud. Hoya oichel v'yotze Shabbos. The person was eating last meal, shoshudas, and by the time he finished the meal, it was ready at Motzei Shabbos. It was ready. The Shabbos had finished. So Maaser Shal Shabbos Berachas Hamazon. Since he started the meal on Shabbos, he will mention Ritzei in benching. Zinun Baser Haskolas Asuda. Wooden Rosh Chodesh Upurim Mechanica. This is true by Rosh Chodesh and Purim Mechanica, that you started the meal on Chanukah or on Purim or on Rosh Chodesh, even though you continued it to afterwards, you would mention Alanisim or you mention Yalav Yavah. Okay. Zat Meshabur Laman Beis. Does it? You go back. You go based on how when the meal started. The Bekimish Haschol says it all. Since you started the meal when it was still daytime, that's mechayev you to mention and benching of that meal, the day which is the day. Even though the meal itself continued quite late into the evening, but since the meal started by day, you must mention and benching about the day. But if you interrupted the meal, you hadn't benched yet, and you interrupted the meal, you daven marv. So shuv eno maska shal Shabbos berachos hamazon, the mesik kesasri adori. But then when you go afterwards and bench, so you don't mention ritzei, because you're ready by davening marv. You said it's mostly Shabbos, then you're mentioning ritzei because it's like part of like it's like sort of like Shabbos still. Well, it's not. So that's confusing. So you said don't mention ritzei anymore, and that's confusing. Okay. So you go basar haskolas asura lama gimel. follow the beginning of the meal. So if we have a scenario like this coming month, where Rosh Chodesh is Motzei Shabbos, so a person starts Shal Shudas at the end of Shabbos, with daytime still. He starts the meal, right? So we say he has to mention to say. Now he's benching already, it's already nightfall. It's ready Rosh Chodesh. So you should mention Yalav Yalva. So what do you do? Which one should you say?
Well, I have a question on what you just said a minute ago. He said, we go according to the beginning of the meal. And then he says, well, if you start, let's say you start the meal on your Shal Shudas while it's still Shabbos.
Right.
And then let's say you extend the meal well into the nighttime, but you say, you know what, stop in Daven Marv. We Daven Marv. Okay, so now Shabbos is over, but you said you go according to the beginning of the meal. Well, when you began the meal, it was still Shabbos, so why wouldn't you then say, when you bench, you know, even though you Daven Marv already, but you started the meal, it was Shabbos, and you put Ritzei in there for the benching, because when you started the meal, it was still Shabbos.
Okay, so that was the point I was trying to say. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that looks confusing to people, because if you daven Maariv, it's not Shabbos. How can you say, how can it be Shabbos is there? On this day, it was Shabbos, not Shabbos anymore. So we say, you know what, don't mention that in those circumstances.
But then it doesn't really depend on whether or not it's Shabbos. It depends on whether or not you daven Maariv or not. I mean, I'm sorry, it doesn't depend on when the meal started. It depends on whether or not you daven Maariv.
Okay, the Mishnah Berurah's point is, forget about davening Maariv a second. Right now, it is an hour and a half after Shabbos. So should I mention Shabbos and benching? What am I talking about? It's not Shabbos anymore. So we're Mechadish know that since when you started the meal of Shabbos, you can mention Shabbos now. We're saying that rule has an exception. But we need the rule to start with. Forget about Maariv, because without that rule, I would say you don't mention anything. Even if you didn't have Maariv, it's not Shabbos anymore. So what are you mentioning Shabbos about? So I need the rule to say that no. That you can define how you bench based on the beginning of the meal. However, there's an exception when that's going to create something which is paradoxical. Then we don't say it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, thank you.
So, yeah. So unless you say Shabbos is over, it isn't over yet.
Right.
I mean, what if you make Havdalah?
Havdalah would be the same thing. Havdalah, Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. Baruch Hamavdil, the Mishnah Berurah is Masubik later on in Hilchos Shabbos, what that does. That's not a clear nicker act that would function as like this total stira, as opposed to, you know, it's not, I'm saying it's Shabbos anymore, so it doesn't let an air. What do you mean you just let an air?
Doing Malacha, doesn't that mean you're saying Shabbos is over?
Well, doing Malacha, right? Anytime,
yeah,
right.
More than saying Maariv.
Just saying Baruch Hamavdil. Just saying,
Baruch Hamavdil. Just saying it. No, I mean doing the malacha. Doing the malacha.
Right. That would be problematic.
But I mean, if you're going to say Baruch Hamavdil, presumably that's because you're going to
do a malacha, right?
So okay. If you say Baruch Hamavdil, then you do a malacha.
Then you say Shabbos is out.
Right.
That means Shabbos is over.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah writer. Now, so the situation which we have over here, where you have Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, and Motzei Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So now you're benching when it's already Rosh Chodesh and not Shabbos anymore. You started out with Rosh Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh. So based on what we're saying right now, what determinative is as Cholos Asura. Okay. So Shuvei, I'm sorry. Yaskim Rechaz and Mosin Shal Shabbos Levad Belo Shal Rosh Chodesh. So the first opinion over here, Mishnah Berurah is going to bring multiple opinions. The first opinion says, based on what we said, you say Ritzei and not Yalav Yabba. However, so the Mishnah Berurah Davka Kishagamer Sudasim Ibayor. It's talking about that the eating part was during the day, even though you didn't bench until nighttime. So then we say, listen, I don't care what you're benching, but you ate the meal by day. So you say Ritzei. Avo im ochel pas gamba laila. V'yeshalav chiv lahasher gam shal Rosh Chodesh. Now you ate the meal at nighttime. So it's Rosh Chodesh already, and you ate this meal. And so now we have a chiv of Yeshalov chiv lahasu gam shal Rosh Chodesh. So you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So now, what are you going to do? You can't say both. This opinion says, so you can't say mention Shabbos and then mention Rosh Chodesh. If it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos anymore. If it's Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh yet. Take him to Yom HaShabbos and Zed, or Yom HaShachodesh and Zed. To Rosh Chodesh, who be Yom Rishon. Okay, so now what should you do? So you can't say both. So Dr. Mishnah Berurah, according to this opinion, in Kein Mutav LaHaskash Rosh Chodesh, the Zed Yesh Kiyav L'Chol Yama. Hashem Asos Shabbos, each put them in a Rishonim in Chayiv Lahasir Klau to work Motzei Shabbos. Even though we passed them before, that you do mention Mitzei when you're benching later on, is really to Machloikas. So we pass it that you do, but there is an opinion that you don't. But everybody agrees when you eat the meal now on Motzei Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Vaftanan Paskin and Kam Shulchan Aruch, the Zina Bosamikar, Chayav Lahasir Shul Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos. Come Mokim, can't you Mokim Atchak? Here we don't really have a choice. Mutav Shed Yitcha Askar Shabbos, when they askar Rosh Chodesh to Chiyav Lechul Yama. Nobody argues that you don't Mechiyav Rosh Chodesh. There are some who argue you don't Mechiyav Shabbos. Therefore, it's better to say Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that is the opinion the Mishabur brings over here right now. Now, just want to point out that I heard from. So the Mishabur is going to say the best thing to do is try and avoid the situation and not eat Belaila. So what's called Laila? Is that totally in Shkir or Tseis? Right? Do you say immediately? So I should make sure I stop eating bread by Shkir. This way I won't get involved in the question. Or they say, no, I stop eating bread by Tseis. This way I ate by day and not by night. So I heard from my Rebbe, they said over the name of Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Meir said it's totally in Tseis. Because Ben Hashmash is a philosophic, so you could still say that you ate some by day and you ate some Ben Hashmash. You say that your Chiyuv is really the earlier time, you're not more Chiyuv to add in the later time. I heard this in my Rebbe, I was a Bacher still. I asked him again recently, and he said that's not what he said, and he said the opposite. So I'm confused because I have no doubt that's what I heard from him. So I don't know what to tell you.
So, but he's saying the opposite, meaning it's totally in
Shkia.
In Shkia rather than
Shkia. Right. I'm calling Shiva that we always finish by Shkia. That Shabbos, but I don't know.
All right. Okay, Motzei Shabbos, the Chanukah Purim. Let's say the situation was not Rosh Chodesh, but like this year, Purim is Motzei Shabbos. And he said, Rosh Chodesh, now he goes into the nighttime, and it's Purim. I feel like I'm Gomer Sudasa Balaila, Eno Maskus Shal Chanukah Upurim, Rak Shal Shabbos Levad. This year Chanukah was also Motzei Shabbos, right? Tekim Lav Ochi Askara, Meinam Arv, the Chanukah Purim, Eno Elab Rishus, Kanal Basim and Kupay Zayin Siptal. The mentioning of Chanukah Purim is not the same level of Chiyav as the mentioning of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so in that situation, you would mention Shabbos and not the Motzei Shabbos, Yom Tov of Chanukah or Purim. Kikos Mokan, Ram Boyd Harbekran. Okay. So that's one opinion. V'yesharim sahara, there is a Taz who says no. Dimchal yomtiv or Rosh Chodesh b'motzi Shabbos. Yasker ritzeva gam yalav yama. You can say both. No, not a stira. The Maharam says a stira, and once it's a stira, we give preference to the Motzi Shabbos kiyev of yomtiv for Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is. Taz says I don't see a stira. But you can follow both times. And we don't see that there's any problem that it seems to be contradictory. The Ritzei Nischai Mishar Shehitzchol Hasudah B'Yam. The Chiyuv Ritzei was because you started the meal earlier. And Halakach Kshanim Shechazman B'Birak Megiel Laila Shayamtiv or Shurash Kodesh. There's a Chiyuv Liskar Main Amara Shal Shah Shuk Mavarak. But again, if you ate that. So according to them, you mentioned both. Now the Mishabura leaves you very confused. Like, he doesn't seem to give you a final decision what you're supposed to do. He brings the Magen Ram, he says, we should know. There's others who argue and say, no. Okay, now what? So what do you want me to do? So the Mishabura does not give any final opinion, which is one of the reasons why the person say we should try and avoid the situation, because it's not clear what's the proper thing to do. Right, do we see that saying Yalav Yama was a stira to Shabbos or not? So I'm not sure what to do, whether I should say both or not. So it's best to try and avoid the situation. It was Rosh Chodesh, you ate the meal of Rosh Chodesh, you didn't bench till it was ready after Rosh Chodesh had ended. Sarak Lahaskar, you would mention those in a bus or a school Sasuda, who shall you spell the Arabic canal by in the Kamam and Simtof Yates? Okay. Nusa Birchas Baraka Ravi Sudina, Simon Kupay Tes. Okay. Baraka Ravi is Loyamabot Tisparach. I'm not sure exactly where there was a version of the word Tisparach in there. So we see there is a nusach for the Beis Alba, which we'll see in the next sif. And there you mentioned the language of Hachai, Hakel Hachai. But Barabba Shalosh Malchus, the Mor says you much mentioned the concept of Malchus three times. So how was that? Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, that's the first Malchus. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu is the second Malchus. HaMelech HaTov HaMeiti is the third Malchus. Mishlosh HaTovus, you have to mention the idea of Tov three times. Who Heitiv Lanu, who Meitiv Lanu, who Yeitiv Lanu. Mishlosh HaGemulos, who Gemalanu, who Gemleinu, who Yimalanu. So we fulfill all of these requirements of the Gemara. Okay. So the Mishabura adds some other points which the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention, etc. So wherever this word Tisbarach was placed, so you don't need to. You already said Baruch Atah Hashem. So that Hakai is not necessary. That was instituted for the special version they would say in Beis Alba. Shoshamalchus, Tama calls that who? The real type of Meitiv Einam in a Torah. So what's this all about? So this third, this fourth bracha is not the Raisa. El Shchomim Tiknu Al Yehurugei Beitar Shenitin L'Kavura. The Chomim instituted it when the Harugei Beitar, which was a tremendously painful chapter in the Klai Yisrael, there was hundreds of thousands of people lying, waiting for and being refused by the Romans. Any attempt to bury them would be, they'd be killed. And then Bereshit allowed them to be given to Kvura. So there was two tremendous chassadim of Kadosh Baruch Hu that A, the bodies did not decompose. All that time they were waiting, it was months and months. And eventually they were given to Kvura. The Kavua, the Birchas Zemozin. So why is it part of benching? It's a beautiful thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it over here? So, benching in general is about all of the chassadim. We talk about the Rosh Hashanah Tzadim Mitzrayim, he gave his Eretz Yisrael. We talk about many chassadim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so in that context we mention this chesed as well. And Chazal Dafka wanted to add this one, the Aruch HaShulchan says, because this is a message for Klal Yisrael, that even in the state of exile in Golus, when Rosh has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and there's been tremendous punishments to Klal Yisrael, he still cares about us. So that was a very important lesson for Klal Yisrael, to the point that they needed to make a special remembrance for that. So we added in over here as well. So this really was the final, the last Torah after the Churban, and that clearly says the next thing is going to be Mashiach. So that fits, it makes sense after the discussing the request for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but it's not part of the original flow of the first three brachas, because those are the rice, so this is its own separate bracha, the rabbanon. Therefore, in general, we have a succession, a series of brachas. Only the first one has to start with the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and all the other ones are considered a succession, and they rely back on that first mention of Shem Malchus. But over here, we can't do that, because it's really a new thought. Therefore, it has to start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Now, if they ma'ashen onu mechaisim ha'baruch, in general, we have a very long bracha. We always end off with Baruch Atah Hashem, with some closure at the end. And over it's a long bracha, and we don't do that. So the original version was short. In general, in short brachas, we don't do a chesima. Right? We don't say that. We say it's so short, you don't need to say it again. Shiatar is a long bracha, so Baruch Atah Hashem, right, we end off, right? Something of that sort. So we start, Alamichya, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alarts Alamichya. But over here, it's a short version. We don't need to do a chasim at the end. It would be seems to be superfluous. Well, if it's a short version, it was a shorter version. Shalom Huzgar Bo Ela Taiva Miti Lako. The bracha was Baruch Hashem Lakhen Malchalam Hatayva Miti Lako. So of course it's not chasim. That was the whole bracha. The whole bracha was three words long. The words of Shem Malchus and then three words. These other requirements which were added afterwards. Shalosh Malchus. He said, no, mention Malchus three times. We mentioned Malchus Beis David in the previous bracha. So we're going to mention it again. Malchus Beis David, the Hayyur Royal Hasker Gam Malchus Shemaim. So he mentioned Hashem's Malchus as well. Because was right, Elimination ends at there, covered the Hasker Besom of Mamish, the Machusa, the Shmai, the Machusa Bosser Bedom. Rotzel Ashlima, the Hasker, Bebrichus, the Tabe Metim, Machus Kenegdo. So we mentioned another Malchus. In the last bracha, we mentioned Malchus Beis David. So now we're going to mention Malchus Hashem. One for here and one for there. Okay. Vagash Tidal Haskar Malchus Keneged Birchus Rachem. Tidal Haskar Oid Pipam Malchus Keneged Birchus Oritz. So it comes out, we mentioned one Malchus. You mentioned Malchus Beis David in the third bracha. So you have to mention Hashem's Malchus in the fourth bracha. You know what? Let's mention Hashem's Malchus corresponding to the third bracha. We shouldn't just talk about David alone. So we mentioned Malchus twice. Okay? So you're saying now Malchus for itself, Malchus for the second bracha. The third bracha. So you know what? Let's say Malchus for the second bracha. Also doesn't say Malchus anywhere. So we'll say Malchus for that. The first bracha says Malchus. Bracha Toshem Malchus Malchus Malchus. So that's why three Malchus. Jesus could come Malchus. Let me show you a din in Tzarba Malchus. She smuggled the Birchus Azon. We bought Nishra Malchus. Okay? Now, it doesn't require Malchus because it's a part of Bracha Smucha, but once you're saying an extra, why not throw it in? Fine. We came in Sharmer Ba Shalosh Malchus. Armor Ba Gamkin Shalosh Atobis. Once you're mentioning the Malchus three times, we should mention the Bershom's element of Atobah three times. And then Shikra Bracha, he Al Shema Atobah. The main point of it wasn't Malchus, it was Atobah. So I just mentioned Atobah made to Malchus, Melech, Melech, Melech. So the main point is Melech. No. So I'll mention Atobah again. So this is a quote from the Bush. So that's how the Bush explains the whole thought. Okay, so you say Melech Atoiv. So there was a version which said a Kael Shebuchol Yom who hate the Meitiv. Why the Mashiach Hashem Sheyesh Tereshuyas? There's the God who does good favors for us and the God who doesn't. Chas v'shalom. Right? That's not the point we're saying. It's not a modifier. The God which does good favors to us. It's not like Chas v'shalom. There's another God. Right? We don't say that. Kael Shebuchol Yom Anu Mavorchim El Yomer Kael Bechol Yom, not Sheb Bechol Yom. V'yosod Achon Shalom Klal Tev Milas Kael. It's better to just take the whole thing out. Shrekvar Omer Kael Avinu. Stop. The Berachas of Moshe and Balabais with Simon Omer Amen. Sheyachol Ligzar Omer Vimro Amen. So he shouldn't say he can't command them. It's a command. Mashenkin Berachas of Shalom Bimrov Shemach Shalosh Baruch Hu Chayi Somet Suvin. I do write to say to you that the Isa Shalom Bimrov, Isa Shalom Alinu, Akai Shalom Romain, that's a general command. I command you, you must say Amen. No, let us say is not a command. Vimru is a command. Acharachamon Yeshlan Asamein. You really should say the main, you should say Amen after each Arachamon. Chenacha called Tchino Bakasha, Abishain Boshem Malchus, even Yom Hashem's name in it. In general, whenever we hear a bracha or a request, we should say Amen. Okay. Yarmer Nisav Rocha Meis Hashem, Kilosh on a Posek, Yisav Rocha Meis Hashem, that's the language of the Posek. The Dark and Lumber Mishavs Yamtav Rashkarish Migdal, Bechol Magdil, just the Kumish and Nusav Rechaz Mosin, Ayin Bal Yerabba, Sim Kavizayin, Sherech Mosin. I just want to point out, take a look over here in the Be'er Heitev. Bishop Rosen doesn't quote this halacha. It's a cut in half from the bare hate Dave. You have worked about Emma Batson, fine. Kashiesh, I will come and buy you, Snuggle number, Colonel Yachad, Benabris. Can you borrow? Her son, Colonel Yachad, Christian, bless all of us. You're not supposed to ask a bracha, the Shem to bless a goy. So what do you say? Can Colonel Yachad, Benabris? Bracha Shlema. Versus give us the Benabris, a bracha Shlema. That's, but how's your day because of Shane and Ochid? So it's too late to say it like that. Can Kolonu Yachad b'nei Bris? That's the wrong place to put it. Ella Yomer a son of b'nei Bris Kolonu Yachad. You modify the Kolonu before you say it. A son of b'nei Bris Kolonu Yachad. Now, k'sheish mumel avodah zarah b'mokim suda. If there's a Jew who's a mumel avodah zarah, also circle b'nei Bris mumel avodah zarah and a b'chal Bris magen avram. She was telling Yadal Yo, he would have the law because it ain't Lomer. No, you don't say it when it's a Yid, even though he's a Murmur La'akum, you don't say that qualifier. So the Kitzur Shonar brings this down. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. What the Mishnah Berurah does bring down later on is. That you don't want to give a bracha to the if the house it belongs to a goy, you don't say balabayas. That's mamash directly going on the balabayas. So there's no one you're giving a bracha to the balabayas who's the goy. So Mishabur will give a different nusach over there. What you say over there? Okay, asif beis the beis oval omer. There's a different version. What to say beis oval? What is that? Baruch Hashem Malkeinu Malach Olam Kelavino Malkeinu Barenu Garlenu Kedoshenu Kedoshakroy VaHamelach Hachai Atoy VaMeitiv Kel Emes Dayan Emes VeChulu. I'm your day. Siman Shein 9 test. It gives you the full version. Vesa Avil Mishav Ruvav Bein Kedoshakroy Oichlam Imay Mevorkim Bein Kedoshu Matzim Mevorik. Even as Elasura Eloy, I'm your day. Siman Shein 9 test. VaKredim Shal. Okay. If it's only said when you have a minion, or it's even said when you don't have the minion. Now, there's a there's the Gemara Ksuvah's Mashra, the Berachos of Elam is only said by minion. According to one version of the Gemara, it's more Ksuvah's the first parak. It's going on specifically this issue, this Hosafa that we haven't mentioned. So we require a minion. This replaces the Tavos and the Gemulas. Can be based Yosef, Ein Bach, Poi, Shach Shom, Shein Sefer Mekayim. And they hope they didn't disagree with that. So this fits the concept that this the original Nusach HaBracha did not require Gimel HaTavos and Gimel Gemulas. So we can say that in this situation, based off of the Gemara says you override that, you just do this instead. Now the over there in Yeridaya. There seems to be a discussion whether the minhag b'zman is asked to do this extra hisafer or not. So the Beragel over there says the minhag was not to do it anymore. And the Geshur Chaim says like that. But they we hear the Mesud Dersha that they bring Berchi Yosef, which is the Chidos, says that they would say it. And the Rebbe Yehuda apparently did actually say it. The Stechemin also brings. Did they say it? Fine. Simon Kupzadi. She has a yayin acha bracha b'dinah. So you bench on the kais. Acha she's the same bracha. A Muslim revor b'rei pi'a gofen. You say b'rei pi'a gofen. But yitim am avorech. And he tastes from the kais. M'hivzik b'an a bracha. L'intima ayin l'kamam and simon reishan alf. Sif tesif. If Bob, if he spoke between the bracha and the t'ima, the law is about what you do over there. Rakhach yitim acherim, other people taste from it also. Okay. Vim kulam skukim lakais echor. If they don't have a cup in front of them, so everybody's benching on a kais. Let's say the night of the Seder. So they don't have to wait to drink until the Mavarach drinks. Because they don't need him. But if they're getting from him, so he's pouring out to all the different people, he hasn't taken a drink yet, they have to wait for him to drink. If they have their own cup, there's no need for him to pour into their cups unless their cup is pogum. You want to eat from a curse, drink from a curse is not pogum. Okay. Mishabura Aleph. Achashasim. Ritzalim Rikish Mavorach. Berchaz Amozin al Kais. Kavur Liyabasim Kup Pei Beis. Yubar Pei Pei Gofen. Achashasim Berchaz Amozin. Okay, so you make a new Pei Pei Gofen at the end of benching. If you Mavorach al Kais. You made a bracha before during the meal. But so this is a new meal. Benching has ended the meal. So you need a new bracha. Had it been part of the meal, but you need a new bracha. So if you say something which is necessary for now, it's not, but it's not a hepsik. He made the bracha. He should drink first. Now, if kulam is kukim, alasha magum l'ksas, k'rasa k'ilu kasa. Chenim kulam is kukim. It's a lemer. Let me buy him yesh rak kais echo the kulam shasim because obviously it was only one cup. He's drinking from it. They shouldn't give it away. Bavari nochen lechatchil shugi to mikadim. I feel him kolechad kois reikom lefonav. That each one has an empty cup. Vumar leacher birchas bracha kadim timosim mikaisel lekula the kaisem. He pours out from his cup to all the empty cups. Gam ken ein roish yitzmu hem kadim meacher shal kaponim hem skukim kulam the kaisa. But since they only drinking through him, he should drink first. Even though they're being yurtz with his bracha, but they're being yurtz on their own kais, so then they can drink. They don't have to wait for him. Each one has his own kais bracha. Pogum. However, if their kais is pogum, we need to pour in senvaiter, even though they have wine, but they need to misak in the pigima. So then the vaiter they're totally on him, so he should go first. But that's shechem lizar shalo yitum b'kadam shitim hu tchila kibin shames kukim l'kaisa. We pointed out before that the Mishabura came out, there's no need to say Savri, or Savrai, however you pronounce it, at the end of benching. And the benching, you already asked Rishus at the beginning of the benching, so you have a right to, you don't have to make any Rishus or Savri, you just go straight into the Bracha. But you should wait, I mean, so everybody's ready to hear it, obviously. Okay. Fine. Beis. Achas Hashasa Kershal Birchas Amozen. You work Birchach Achas Ben Shalos. So you drank from the kais. You have to say Birchach Arna. Ches Achas Hashasa. We died delicious oid. But if he plans to continue drinking some more, then all you work Acharav. El Adis Besayv Achas Gemar Shiyasa. That way should that now. So the person benched. He still wants to drink some more. So he makes a rapier golf on it with kais. Then he continues drinking afterwards. So what's the However, Badafka Shadai Talishas Miyat. You plan to really, you're planning to continue by the table and drink some more. The Abhaki Yeshloch Shemi Yisaka, we're worried about if you're planning to interrupt. So even though you think it's going to be short, but those things have a tendency to extend. And then you lost your Bracha Chorna because you already absorbed the liquid. Diko Shalstia Eno Shir Gadol Kolkach. The time it takes before Shtia is considered absorbed and gone is not so long. So this is where the Mishabura discussed. The Mishabura did not point out that Shtia any shear for shtiya before. He spoke about a large meal and then just a small meal. He didn't discuss drinking. Here the Mishnah says, but drinking is even less than that. So therefore, in this situation, I would prefer that you, it's not a bracha shen tzricha, make a bracha achrona on the drink immediately, just in case, and that's a need. I need to do that. And then you'll, 10, 15 minutes, you'll drink again. But if you're not paying the drink right away, so we're really worried about there's going to be an interruption to the point that you're going to lose the bracha achrona. Okay. The interesting halacha over here. So we said that this halacha, if you're planning to drink more, so you don't make a bracha achrona, you drink some more, and then you make a bracha achrona. The person was planning to drink more, and he said the bracha achrona by mistake. So does he need a break for your golfing? So you would say, yeah, right. I mean, he said bracha achrona. Well, take a look at the bir halacha, the bottom one on page 188. You work bracha achas min gimel, v'im daita, it goes into the next page, lisha zayt. But you work achas rabal saif, tour. Because I'm going to rub. The im ta, uber achas rab, you made a mistake, you said you knew you planned to drink more, so you weren't mistake das. But you made a mistake, you made a bracha achas. So you didn't lose your bracha achas, because you weren't mistake, the point of the bracha achas is you mistake das. I'm not being mistake das. I tell you, I plan to drink some more. Right? Look, you have to make a new bracha again on the tenured wine. He thought that's the local. That by benching, when you make you drink the kais, he plans to really, the family's finished, he wants to sit with his friend and have some more wine. He really plans to continue. But he called the locals, you have to say bracha achrona right away. So that's what he thought. So then, he doesn't need a new bracha rishona. If he didn't realize he's planning to drink more, then obviously he was missing a das. He's not so sure this din is true. By the bracha achrona, he was still a gomer with Chol Gavni. Chaim said in the Harsholim, "Akins the Ma'aseh Tzorachim." It's a fascinating idea. I'm not sure it comes up anywhere else, right? That here you could say a bracha achrona and use the bracha rishona before the bracha achrona for what you're going to eat after the bracha achrona, right? Because you really plan to continue eating. You just thought you're supposed to say the bracha achrona right now. So in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, Tzorachim the Ma'aseh. Let's hold it here.